Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome on in to the second half of Sports Talk, June 3rd on a Tuesday. Hanging out with you until 8 p.m. Steve Geller along with Charlie Long. Going to be getting to some LSU baseball talk this hour. Jarrett Rosser will be joining us. Covers LSU for On3 Sports, the Bengal Tiger, and then the 7 o'clock hour. A little NBA chatter with Ollie Cosell, writer covering the Pelicans. So we'll get into the Zion Williamson fiasco. Also, a little bit about the NBA playoffs and getting ready for the draft coming up as well. We got no baseball or, well, no college baseball or NBA action tonight, Charlie. So what the heck are we going to do? I mentioned to you, at least right now, I'm keeping an eye on Pittsburgh Pirates. Paul Skeens pitching against your Astros.
Yeah, against Lance McCullers as well, Steve, who's been either really, really bad or pretty solid. Coming off of not pitching for a couple of years. So.
Well, it's the Pirates, so they don't usually give Skeens run support, so we'll see.
They had a chance in the second inning, 2 on and 2 outs, and an out.
Oh,
so third
out
of the inning. So, listen, with the Pirates, as we've mentioned, Paul Skeens is the Lamborghini in front of the trailer home.
Right.
They don't have any talent on that team, especially in the lineup. Their bats are awful.
That's funny you said that. Somebody on Twitter today posted that meme base or photo of the sports car in front of the, you know,
it's kind of like a dumpy
Winnebago,
little,
whatever you want to call it.
Exactly.
But it was like, what is this in the sports terms?
And Paul Skeens on the Pirates.
There you go. You described it perfectly.
Get him to a real team, please. We'll be begging for it forever because they just.
He's stuck for a while, I feel like.
The issue with the Pirates is that they just refuse to pony up any kind of money to bring in talented players. So they kind of have to rely on their developmental team, and they haven't drafted very well. I mean, Paul Skeens is obviously a slam dunk. He's been fantastic as the first overall pick, but they just need to give him some help because, once again, he just doesn't have much there.
It's year two, so I don't think he's going to be pounding his chest too hard to be getting out of there.
And I get it, but at the same time, you're seeing these really fantastic seasons to start a career.
Sure, right.
And it just feels like it's going by the wayside. It goes back to, you know, what we were seeing with Shohei Ohtani with the Angels, for instance. Like, he's been unreal to start his career, and the Angels aren't doing anything. They're not even coming close. They're not sniffing the postseason. Same thing with the Pirates. With Paul Skeens, you're seeing how great he can be, but the Pirates aren't going to come anywhere near the NL playoffs this year. So, you know, selfishly, I'm rooting for the Astros, obviously, tonight against Pittsburgh, but, you know, I would like to see it be one of those classic Paul Skeens games where he throws like 7 innings and he's really, really good, but the Pirates lose like 2-1. So just give me that.
Well, talking about classics, Charlie, last night at the box, man, oh, man, it didn't look good for LSU baseball early on, and I was definitely one of those that was thinking it just might not be the Tigers' night. The way things were going between some walks, the error that occurred, and it was like some head-scratching stuff that you're like, well, maybe it's Cinderella Little Rock is going to continue.
Yeah, and, I mean, the start of that game, Steve, to what you're referencing, the second inning specifically, I texted him, I'm like, what am I watching? It felt like everything that could have gone wrong just went wrong for about a 20-minute stretch in the second inning. and then eventually Cason Evans, as Mike called him, the fireman, and I'm sure we'll refer to that a couple times throughout the show, comes in, sets out the fire, and then he just sits down Little Rock for basically five straight innings.
Stellar.
Unbelievable performance from him because, you know, we talked about Zach Cowan and going to him as the starter last night. It was basically always going to be between him and Cason Evans. And I think the reason that Jay went to Cowan was because if you remember with the Sunday night game, the issue for LSU was the 11 walks and that eight of those 11 walks came in to score. And that's why Little Rock was able to put a 10 spot on LSU's pitching staff in that, you know, elimination game on Sunday night to force the game seven. And the whole thing with Zach Cowan was that the entire year he's been reliable as a strike thrower. At points in the second inning, he was overthrowing. And you could see Luis Hernandez was kind of noticing it, where every time he was missing to the arm side, where it would be outside to, let's say, a left-handed pitcher or inside to a right-handed pitcher. That's why he hit the right-handed pitcher as part of, you know, the three free passes that he gave up in that one frame that ended up opening up the game for Little Rock and giving them that early 5-1 lead. But with Cason Evans coming in and just setting out that fire, Steve, because at that point, you just wanted to limit the damage, get out of it, and just start putting up zeros. And that's exactly what Cason Evans did. And that allowed LSU to get back into the game where we saw the impact that Ethan Frye had from the two spot last night, where Jay Johnson moves him up in the lineup.
Little tinkering.
And you get to that fourth inning spot where you have the bases loaded in two outs. And instead of having Jared Jones, who was in the slump at that time, come up to the plate, you're having Ethan Frye come up and he cracks this gigantic bases clearing double with two outs that ends up turning a 5-1 deficit into a 5-4 deficit. And I mean, the box just exploded at that point because it's game on, right? Basically, all the work that Little Rock had done in that second inning to take that gigantic lead was almost entirely erased.
Yeah.
With one swing of the bat from Ethan Frye. And then you get a couple of clutch home runs by Luis Hernandez, as we've mentioned. And then more stellar zeros thrown up by Cason Evans leading up to Anthony Ianson coming in the eighth inning. It was just a couple of heroic performances really saved LSU's season last night. Against a Cinderella team in Little Rock, the slipper was ready. I mean, they were unreal in both of those games because it felt like every time they had an opportunity, they were taking advantage of it. And when a baseball team is hot, you can throw the records out the window. Chris Curry had his team believing last night, and you saw the respect from Jay Johnson. You saw the respect from even Skip Bertman talked in the post game, saying like they were well prepared. They were believing in themselves. Despite
big old
the
tip
record.
Of the cap to the to Little
tip
Rock
of the
for
cap
sure.
to Little Rock and. You know, there was a lot of class gestures from both sides last night, which you love to see. But tip of the cap to Little Rock because they really pushed LSU to their limit.
I love the fact that they even gave Little Rock gave love to the Baton Rouge crowd, saying how much, you know, they were supporting and, you know, welcoming to them, even though they were the opposing team.
Yeah, and you love to see that. I mean, you don't want any kind of situations where it's a like hostility is one thing. Like you want to have the home field advantage, but there's a line that you can draw, right? And so that's what LSU and Little Rock, there's great competition between the two teams, great respect between the two teams. And just listening to Jay Johnson in the post game last night, you could definitely tell like all the respect in the world to Little Rock for what they were able to do in that postseason regional when everyone had overlooked them. Everyone was saying, oh, LSU got the real easy draw. Little Rock is the weakest team in the field. And they went out to prove people wrong, and they definitely did that this weekend, regardless of the result of them falling short of the Super Regional round.
You mentioned we needed some heroes last night for this LSU baseball team season to continue. Ethan Frye, Luis Hernandez, and, of course, the pitcher, Cason Evans. They were available after the game to speak to the media. Let's hear a little bit of what that dynamic trio had to say for the LSU Tigers' win over Little Rock.
Cason over here, I imagine performances and nights like this are why you want to come to a place like this. Just can you talk about your performance out there tonight and just how, you know, how big of a confidence boost I guess this gives you now as you go forward into your LSU career, knowing that you can do this on the biggest stage?
Yeah, I mean, hands down one of the best performances I've had of this year and of my career. So I couldn't be more thankful for Coach Johnson and trusting me in the situation. When we were down a couple runs, he threw me in with runners on, and I was just going to go right at him and let them get themselves out. So, and then having these two behind me, especially Luis at the plate, being able to calm me down in certain situations, I mean, it was awesome. And then also you have our fan base, and there's no better fan base in the country.
Kason, if we could just stay with it, your ability to work fast, right? And obviously you were feeling it, and your ability to kind of play at your pace. How important was that to your success tonight?
Yeah, I think tempo's the best thing you can have when you're on the mound. It's one of the biggest factors that a lot of pitchers don't have. And when you don't have tempo, then you're not going to be able to get dudes out. So I think at one point in the game, I got a little too fast. I think Cade Anderson came up to me and he's like, "You threw four pitches in 20 seconds. So I think that was a little too fast, but I was able to go back out there and get within myself and go compete.
Yeah, this is for Ethan. For a kid from a small Louisiana town, and y'all really need somebody like to step up and break down the door because you kept getting runners on base. What was it like to clear the bases with your hit? And then just how the crowd just seemed to just never give up on y'all.
Coach Johnson talks a lot about controlling your situation, not letting the moment get too big. So when you're actually able to do it, you know, shows how much trust he has in you and just your ability to compete and play no matter what the situation is. And like Kason just said, we have the best fan base in the country. And playing every game at home is really an advantage, whether people want to admit it or not. But it's unbelievable.
Luis, just talk a little bit about the work defensively. Like Jay said, the incredible toughness, catching four games in a row. Talk about your work, calming the pitchers down, managing games like that, as well as having a great day at the plate. How do you manage that as a player?
I mean, first of all, I want to thank God that blessed me and I have health. Thanks to Jay Johnson, that we worked in the fall really hard to accomplish this, and my ability to be great in catching, and Bailey and Isaac helped me in my nutrition and all that, and thanks to them.
Kason, from a command perspective, do you feel like you had a better sense, a better control tonight, keeping the ball down? Like, how big of a key was that for you?
Yeah, that was the biggest thing going in the game. I had talked with Coach Yeske before, and he's like, as long as you keep the ball down in the zone and you're able to throw your off speeds, then you're going to get batters out real easily. And I think what he said was true. When I got the ball down, then they got themselves out, and that's pretty much how the game went. When it was up, then they got a hit, or it wasn't in the zone. So I think keeping the ball down in the zone really helped us out tonight.
A quick question for Kason and for Luis. Kason, did you ever strike out nine in a row in Little League ball or anything like that you can recall? And second, for Louis, I was just wondering if anybody was calling you Big Poppy in the dugout after you hit those two home runs.
I can remember one time back in high school when I did it. But other than that, I haven't done it since. So tonight was real special, and I couldn't have done it without Luis.
I mean, Kason is amazing. I told him, like, I got you. Like, you can throw, like, breaking ball in the door, and I'm going to try to do my best to block the ball. And I said, let's win.
Ethan, for you, Kason comes in and he's pitching the way he is. How much did he change attitude, energy in the dugout in between innings while you guys were on the field? Although there were some where you guys didn't have to do anything. He's striking everybody out. But how much did he just, quote-unquote, change this game tonight?
When he comes in and, you know, minimizes the damage and competes out there from the start, especially as a freshman in a postseason game, it's huge. Gave our offense a chance, you know, and that, being a teammate, to seeing that compete, you know, it makes me want to push a little harder already on top of what I've already done for the day. But it was unreal. I mean, he completely changed the game for us, gave us a chance when we were down big early. Couldn't be more proud of him, you know, coming and watching him come a long way and competing this entire time.
Ethan, I think it was this week last year you had the surgery or thereabouts, right? Just how rewarding is a performance and a win like this when you consider the rehab process you had and everything you went through those 8 months or so leading to today?
The sweetest thing I've ever had in my life. A lot of challenging times and moments, you know, those rehab moments were, but the trust Coach Johnson had in me, along with my other teammates supporting me through the entire time, means a lot, you know, especially when you compete like we did tonight. Some teams were probably thought they were out of the game, but we knew we weren't done. But I'm just looking forward to continuing to play in Alex Box.
Yeah, just kind of to build on that a little bit, this could be for Luis and Ethan. You know, they kind of jump on you guys 5-1 there in the second inning, and, you know, I guess some teams maybe could, you know, wither in those situations or lose a little bit of focus there. Any conversations in the dugout about how to get on track? I mean, you guys scored in five of the last seven innings to kind of really put them away. Just curious if there was any conversations about that.
I mean, we always said, like, competing in the box and pitch by pitch, and we have the talent, and we have to compete in the plate.
Yeah, I mean, like Luis just said, knowing there's plenty of game left. You know, you can't compete, you can't throw in the flag, can't start taking me at bats. You got to start competing with the team, you know, passing the baton like we've talked about plenty of times. But being a part of it and seeing us do it is very special.
You just heard from pitcher Cason Evans, catcher Luis Hernandez, and DH Ethan Frye after the Tigers' big win last night. And, you know, I was kind of complaining going into the matchup, Charlie, about the 8 o'clock first pitch again because it was going to be a late night. Thankfully, though, LSU won, so when it was time for post-game for me to start getting ready for morning reports, I was all amped up going into to writing and recording.
You know, it's funny because the game still went to like 11:30, 11:45. It was almost midnight by the time the game was done, which is around average, I feel like, for big college baseball games nowadays.
Right.
But that's a great point about Cason Evans, by the way, that the reporter made. He works quickly. The pitch clock does not affect him at all. He goes up there and he knows what he wants to do and he just starts attacking hitters. And that's part of what made the performance so special was that he was so quick, but so quick to get ahead of the count against these hitters where he's always ahead, 0-2 or 1-2, every single guy up. And then he's just sitting them down with all these strikeouts because they're just shell-shocked. Like all of a sudden you get up in the box and then 30 seconds later you're down 0-2 in the count because Cason Evans is just loading up and firing strikes at you. And you just got to adjust. And they weren't able to because he was so aggressive. He was like a, quite literally, a tiger pouncing on his prey. And so that's what made the performance so fantastic. And he was critical. You just can't overstate how fantastic that performance was from Cason Evans. And now you're looking at him. I was texting with one of our listeners just now, Steve. Jay's already come out and said it, but he's going to be a Friday night pitcher for this LSU program. For now, he's a freshman. And he's a key piece of a very, very talented pitching staff. He's a weapon, Steve. And he's going to be a weapon for this LSU pitching staff on the mound for a long time.
Cut him up for 12 strikeouts last night. What was it, 9 in a row?
9 in a row at one point, yeah. And then he slowed down a little bit towards the back end because it's like a college career high in pitches that he threw when he's getting close to 100. I think the career high he had thrown beforehand was like 93. And then he passes 100. He gets all the way up to 109 by the time his night is over. Just a Herculean performance.
We're going to get more into talking about LSU baseball's win over Little Rock advancing to Super Regionals. Right after the break, Jarrett Rosser covers LSU for On Threes. The Bengal Tiger joins us right here on WWL. You can chime in on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line 504-260-1870. Be right back with more sports talk right after this on WWL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar-added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We open the 6 o'clock hour talking LSU baseball's big win over Little Rock last night. To help us break it down even further, Jarrett Rosser covers LSU for On3's The Bengal Tiger joining us now. Jarrett, how you doing, man? What a night last night.
Yeah, no doubt, man. I mean, they were in position for it to get what, in terms of, you know, what a night in a bad way early on, and then flip the switch on it, and it ends up being a really memorable night for LSU fans there in the box, to be sure.
Yeah, cohort over here, Charlie Long, we always talk about in Jay We Trust. Jay Johnson seems to pull the right strings the right time, says the right thing to the media. He doesn't give us much with his pitching rotations, but overall, just really thankful to have this guy in Baton Rouge, obviously bringing home a national title 2 years ago, and hopefully this Tiger team can advance to Omaha, give him another shot this year. But with Jay Johnson steering the ship, man, you got to have a ton of confidence in this team. Plus, you know, loaded with talent.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it's a team and a program that always has immense pressure on it. And so you go back decades, and it seems like by March or April, at least, you're going to have a segment of the fan base that is getting real critical and talking about firing coaches and all those things. And, you know, it seems like more often than not, the LSU coaches through the years have been able to get it right and peak at the right time. And Jay certainly, in his time in Baton Rouge, has done exactly that. And he kind of talked some after the game last night about, you know, you mentioned some of those strings to pull or levers to pull, about some of the tweaks that they made overnight from obviously a disappointing Sunday to try and get some things right. On Monday night, adjusting the lineup, and then, you know, even some things that have been kind of in the works for weeks with that pitching staff and the way they approach some things with Anthony Ions in the past couple of weeks to prepare him to potentially come back on short rest the way he did last night and you know, pitch in a big spot. And so hearing him kind of detail some of that just gave you that much more of a peek of how the wheels are always spinning for Coach Johnson and the way that he approaches things with this team. And, you know, they're playing well overall right now at the right time of year, certainly, other than that hiccup on Sunday night.
Jay's great. I mean, let's just be honest, Jared. He's been fantastic. And pulling the right strings, as Steve mentioned, moving Ethan Frey up to that two hole, and then he rewards him by going 4-for-4. The engine of the offense, as Jay has said before, is Derek Curiel from that leadoff spot. And when he gets on, like, just getting him home is such a critical thing for this LSU offense. And when you look at the home and away splits for this LSU baseball team, some of the individual statistics are really interesting to kind of point out, where Derek Curiel hits a lot better at the box than he does on the road. I get that he's just a freshman. But it's the same thing with someone like Ethan Frey. And on display, his greatest performance in an LSU uniform last night, going 4-for-4, and also having that gigantic moment in the fourth inning where two outs, the base is loaded, and he gets that bases clearing double that scores three runs and cuts that 5-1 deficit to 5-4. You know, how important do you think going forward, looking ahead with Ethan Frey, once again, like I mentioned, some of these guys hit better at the box. You're staying at home this upcoming weekend for Super Regional round against West Virginia. His importance at the top of that lineup now with Jay moving up to the two hole.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, he was critical last night. They probably don't win that game last night without Ethan being the spark offensively that he was. And obviously other bats started to kind of come alive later in that game, and the two homers from Luis Hernandez, and Jared Jones finally gets his first extra base hit in weeks and sends it out the yard, and just some of the things that started working in the later innings for some insurance runs. But Ethan was the guy that was driving a lot of the scoring early in that game with some of his big hits. And I think, you know, whether it be a youngster like a Derek Curiel that you talk about as a freshman, or a guy in Ethan Frey coming alive at the right point in big spots, you know, watching the maturation of a team throughout the season, and then certainly as the stages get bigger in the postseason, is always kind of an interesting piece of it, because we see teams every year that have obviously some great regular seasons, or guys that have great regular seasons, and then come up empty at the wrong time of year, and suddenly the season ends a little bit more abruptly than you may have hoped. And so to watch them backed against the wall the way they were on Monday night, have some guys step up in some big spots, and now you have another weekend at home to kind of build on that here with a good West Virginia team coming to town. Obviously, the goal for this LSU team pretty much year in, year out is go win a national championship. And so they're not going to be satisfied with just getting to Omaha. They want to get there and play well. And I think you're seeing some steps, some strides to be encouraged about, okay, you can build off this from the regional for an even better Super, you hope, and then, you know, position yourself to have those guys that much more ready to, you know, to excel on the biggest stage of all in Omaha if they can get there.
Another guy that was unbelievable for this Tiger team last night, no doubt, Cason Evans, the pitcher, came in. Our other host over here, Mike Dettillier, called him the fireman, just, you know, putting everybody out. Cason Evans going 6 innings, striking out 12. Truly unreal performance coming in from the bullpen to give this Tiger team a chance, and they fought back and clawed and, you know, got back into this game and eventually taking the lead. But just overall, a great sign of things to come, not just this year for Cason Evans, but the future for him in a Tiger uniform as well.
100%. He's a guy that they view as, you know, an ace moving forward. They've got the two great juniors right now, and Cade Anderson and Anthony Ianson, that are draft eligible and looked at as pretty high potential draft picks here in 25. And so there's a chance that you turn that thing over to Cason and company next year. But in terms of this year, when we're talking like we just were with Curiel and some of those guys about someone stepping up and having the biggest performance of the year at the biggest, most pivotal time, Cason Evans is the poster boy today of that, where he has, matches his longest outing of the season with 6 innings last night and strikes out the early career high 12, 9 in a row, which is up there, if not the most by an LSU pitcher, is up there high on that list. And he's another guy that, just like we talk about Ethan Frey at the plate, they don't win that game last night without Cason coming in the second inning, stabilizing a situation that was starting to spiral frustratingly familiarly away. Oh, yeah. After watching the walks on Sunday night contribute to big innings. Every inning that Little Rock had on Sunday night that they got runs across was off of those 11 walks. And so when you start seeing the walks piling up and some runs coming across in the second, you're thinking, oh no, not again. It's the same sort of storyline. And Cason comes in and shuts that thing down and then extends for 6 innings. It was huge. And that much more encouraging, again, as you get deeper into the postseason, you feel great about where Anderson and Ianson are, but to see Cason Evans in that type of spot have that type of performance, that's really encouraging, because you need more than two pitchers probably to get through Omaha successfully, or certainly feel much better about it if you feel like you've got a third guy you know you can rely on at that level.
Jared, I think some LSU fans got some good news today. When you look at how the Super Regionals were scheduled, where the left side of the bracket is playing the Friday, Saturday, Sunday Super Regional round, whereas the right side of the bracket is going Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And, you know, with how LSU used their pitching staff this past weekend, throwing Cade Anderson on Saturday against DBU, he'll be on full rest, a full week, going ready to go for this upcoming Saturday against West Virginia. Meanwhile, you have Anthony Ianson, who threw both on Friday and on Monday, the limited pitches on Monday, but he has a little bit of extra time as well, getting ready for a potential Sunday start. And then Cason Evans, who threw 109 pitches just this past night. If you need him for a potential Monday game 3 against West Virginia, he would potentially be good to go with a full week off as well. So your thoughts on how it kind of lined up, because I think it's a good thing for LSU that they're getting the Saturday, Sunday, Monday series for Super Regional round instead of the Friday, Saturday, Sunday one.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head to give those guys some rest with a little bit of a longer week in between the regional and the super regional, rather than having to come right back on a Friday potentially is super beneficial, especially, I mean, going into a best of three series where I think against anybody in the country, if LSU's going in and playing best two out of three and know that they have Anderson and Ianson to rely on, they feel pretty good about their chances. And so to get those guys that extra day there and potentially, you know, set it up where you can go after it in games one and two, I think Jay Johnson and company have to be feeling really good about their chances with a home super regional and the way some of that stuff lines up.
Talking to Jarrett Rosser, who covers LSU for On3 Sports, the Bengal Tiger. And Jarrett, I'm curious, do you know much about this West Virginia squad now that's going to be coming in for that Saturday, Sunday, hopefully not a Monday game?
Yeah, right. Not a ton yet. I started to kind of look into some of their stats, and I saw pieces of some of their games this weekend up there at the Clemson Regional, but don't have a great feel for them yet.
Okay.
They're a team that, you know, in terms of scoring some runs, they're not far off of where LSU is. They do it a little bit differently, have, you know, a team leader with 10 home runs, where LSU's got four guys up over 10, including, you know, Bear Jones up there at 20. And so it looks a little bit differently. They go try and steal a couple bases a game and kind of manufacture some things a little bit. And they've got a pitching staff that has been pretty effective through a lot of this season, 24th in the country in ERA, 21st in hits per nine, you know, fewest hits per nine allowed by a pitching staff. And so I think they'll come down to Baton Rouge, and, you know, some of the things may be kind of familiar for LSU fans in terms of another team that feels good about its pitching staff and, you know, potentially trying to, you know, turn some things into some pitchers' duels. But in terms of the way they get some of those runs across, maybe not as, you know, as long ball dangerous as LSU or some other teams that have come through the box this season, but certainly capable of getting some runs across at, you know, a consistent level typically through the season thus far.
Yeah, that's a good point, Jared, because I started doing a little bit of research into them. 7.8 runs per game this year, but they've only hit 55 home runs on the season, which feels low for that type of number. And, you know, we talked with Mark Etheridge just yesterday about this, and he had kind of mentioned that they're very similar to Kentucky in a sense, that they're aggressive and they'll be really kind of put pressure on the base paths and everything like that. So we'll see what happens there. But going back to your point, when you have the quote-unquote two-headed monster, and I think you can even throw Kaysen in there to complete the trio, so to speak, with this LSU pitching staff, it's almost like the super regional round is easier than the regional. I know it's a more difficult opponent, but only having to win two or three and having that advantage with Cade Anderson and Anthony Ianson on the mound, and then also having Kaysen Evans in your back pocket if you need to get to a game three, you know, like you mentioned, you have to feel very good about your chances.
Yeah, I agree. I was looking at that a little bit earlier, and just it seems almost like a little bit of a relief to know, okay, you know, it's a maximum of three games, and that's kind of what you can prepare for. You don't have to worry about slipping up and suddenly you're really digging deeper into that bullpen in a hurry, potentially in a regional. And so you can kind of manage things a little bit differently. And for LSU, particularly in this scenario where it's best two of three, I think for those guys, they've got to love their chances if they just go out there and execute and, I mean, get runners across, essentially. You like where you're at with the way that Anderson and Ianson have pitched, particularly late in the season. And if you can go out there and cash in on some opportunities, which was, you know, an area where they haven't necessarily been great, the Tigers, all season, kind of the, you know, the middle of the pack in terms of runners and scoring position batting for a lot of this season, middle of the pack of the SEC. And then this weekend, you strand 44 runners over the course of four games and see it bite you in critical, pivotal spots on Sunday. If they have found some answers and some momentum with that late in Monday night's game, getting some things going, I think you have to feel really good about the way things line up this weekend.
Great stuff, Jared. I know folks can find all your work at the Bengal Tiger. What else is going on the On3's website right now? You guys got going on there?
Yeah, I mean, right now there's a ton of baseball, obviously, and then the LSU recruiting camp season is ramping up. So we'll be, Shea and I in particular, I think, will be out at some of these LSU camps starting on Thursday with some more recruiting updates for the football fans.
Awesome stuff. Appreciate your time, and go Tigers, man. Appreciate it.
Yep, appreciate you guys. Thanks,
Jarrett.
Jarrett Rosser covers LSU baseball and all things Tigers on On3's The Bengal Tiger. Check out his work there. We're going to take a break here on Sports Talk, wrap things up on the 6 o'clock hour right after this on WWL.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Time to show the dad in your life some life love, folks, and WWL is going to help you do that. You can win a Macy's $1,500 shopping spree just in time for Father's Day. Just go to WWL.com for your chance to win. It's a national contest, really easy to enter. So whether your dad needs new clothes, shoes, outdoor gear, or the latest gadgets, get him what he really wants, a Macy's $1,500 shopping spree. Enter and win at WWL.com. Good luck and happy Father's Day from WWL. We're going to take a break, be back with more sports talk. Stay tuned right after this, a little on some number changes for the Saints. We'll be back right after this on WWL. Some number changes on the Saints. Donovan Peoples-Jones is now going to be wearing number 14. That was last assigned to Kool-Aid McKinstry. Well, Kool-Aid's new number? He's taken number 4 after the news of Derek Carr's retirement is official from the Saints. They put the paperwork in, and so now the new number 4 on the team, Kool-Aid, hopefully it does him a lot better than it did Derek Carr.
Bye-bye.
We'll be back with more sports talks. Keep it locked right here on WWL, top of the hour news, and then we'll be back with more, even talking LSU baseball, the Saints, and some NBA basketball as well. So keep it locked right on the big one, WWL, right after this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.